In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, today we celebrate the feast of Saint Christina, the great Antiochian martyr who was a Lebanese citizen born in the city of Tyre, or Sur today, in South Lebanon. After embracing Christianity, she broke her dad's idols made out of gold and silver and distributed the pieces to the poor. Being a pagan, Christina's dad punished her ruthlessly, then cast her into prison. The pagans subjected Christina to imprisonment, hunger, torments, the cutting off of her breasts, the tongue, and finally impalement in the year 2000. Christina's persecutors inflicted her with deadly horrors, so incurable, punishing and killing his holy creature in every way possible. They are like the demons mentioned today in the Gospel of this morning, when we heard that these demons came to Jesus and saying, "Did you come here to torment us before the time?" The demons couldn't deny that they had sinned, but they requested that they not suffer their punishment before the time, before the eternal judgment. If you go back in your bulletin to the troparion of Saint Christina, the torment is clearly described in this troparion as co-crucifixion with Christ, co-suffering, and co-burial with Him. She addressed in this troparion Christ as her bridegroom, who loved His people and gave Himself for them, and died out of love toward His bride, I mean the church. In Isaiah we read, "Your Creator is your husband. Yahweh is His name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called God of all the earth." Also, Prophet Jeremiah said, "The Lord appeared to him from far away and said, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you.'" Christina was a bride to this eternal bridegroom. What kind of bride is she? She's a bride who comes to her wedding imprisoned, hungry, tormented. Her love to Christ, the groom, made her march towards martyrdom. Therefore, she desired the beauty of her bridegroom. And by shedding her blood, she adorned herself as a bride with the jewels of martyrdom. Therefore, the bridegroom rejoiced over her, over his bride. As a bride, she believed that her body is for the Lord, and the Lord is for the body. Saint Paul said, "Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ and the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, glorify and bear God in your bodies. If we make or draw a parallelism between Christina's offering herself as a sacrifice to God and between the pro-choice movement of our modern culture, we see a great rift and a great chasm between both of them. Today, the pro-choicers scream, "This is my body." They point at themselves and shout their own conviction that their body belongs to them and to no one else. And as a result, they could do with it whatever they want, even includes killing of fetuses within themselves. In reality, there is no choice in the pro-choice movement. There is only murdering of innocent lives. Being ignorant, as St. Paul said today, of God's righteousness, the pro-choicers seek to establish their own righteousness, not submitting themselves to the righteousness of God. Saint Christina, by delivering her body to torture and torment, she emphasized to us that her body is not hers, but God's. If she had believed that her body belongs to her, she would have avoided death. She would have denied Christ. However, she died for him so that the suffering of Christ may abound in her body. She shared Christ's suffering, becoming like him in his death to enter his glory. Christ the Lord gave us his own body, and we are able to eat every Sunday of his body and of his flesh and drink of his blood. Through the Eucharist, the apostles and the saints would be able to dine with Christ, to be united to him. This Eucharistic meal was given to us after he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and by his bruises we were healed and our bodies were sanctified. You hear in every divine liturgy the priest proclaiming, "Take, eat, this is my body, this is my body." But then he continues, "Which is broken for you." Thus, his body, Christ's body, is broken, divided, and distributed to each one of you in every divine liturgy. Also, he says, "This is my blood." But then he continues, "Which is shed for you and for many." So his blood is shed for the life of the whole universe. It is his body, but he gave it to us. His body belongs to all of you. As Christ became the Paschal Lamb, Christina offered her body as a living sacrifice to him. Thus, we as Orthodox today have the duty to proclaim the death of the Lord and his saints until he comes in glory. This multi-faceted faceted sacrifice should be offered by every one of you as testimony to many things. I'm going just to mention a few of them. First, to your family members. Second, to your fellow parishioners, to your local church. And third, to the nominal Christians who come to church as a repetitive routine, or they come once or twice a year. And fourth, to secular humanists who have strange ethical beliefs, like the pro-choicers of today's society. And finally, to those who live in the neighborhood, but still strangers to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for this reason, we have established the Hispanic mission in this neighborhood. We celebrate the divine liturgy constantly to glorify Christ and his saints who have offered themselves a sacrifice on earth. And the Holy Spirit will not enter a perverse soul or dwell in a body unwilling to offer itself to God as a sacrifice. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.